ABC Radio Australia.
South Korean cyclist who's pedaling her way around the world has arrived in Vanuatu. Jin Jung has biked through six continents on her nine-year journey. She's in the Pacific now and has just finished touring Fiji. She spoke with our reporter Jordan Fennell about the warmth of the Pacific Islanders she's met and her new love of kava.
I love their kava. Fiji kava and Vanuatu kava is different. So, and also their kava bar is different. And that's really interesting to learn for me.
And when you were in Fiji, did you try a lot of kava?
I tried first with the family. So I learned about how to clap and get and drink and then how to treat. And then I visited the kava bar in Suva. And that's more like relaxing. We don't need to clap, more socializing. That's interesting. And in Vanuatu, I went to kava bar again. It's something different from Fiji, that they just drink, just get from the bar and drink. And that's all. Like in Fiji, they sit around and drink on the basin. So that's really different. And also Vanuatu kava is more stronger.
So take me back to the start. You've been cycling around the world for a very long time now. And for listeners who may not have been following your journey, why did this all start? Why did you choose to bike around the world?
Because I want to explore the space, another planet, something. Then I was thinking, oh, maybe I want to learn about my planet, the Earth, first. So I start cycling around the world. And also, I love to meet people. I love to learn new culture. I love to explore having adventure. And yeah, this is the main reason. And actually, one of the biggest main reasons is to meet people all around the world, because every people has their own story. And quite often it's inspiring to just learn new different life.
Fiji was the first Pacific country that you've traveled to. How long were you there for?
I've been like 3 months. Quite a long time. So sometimes I have a YouTube channel, so I have to sit down and then edit. And then I moved very slowly, little by little.
And aside from kava in Fiji, what was the highlight of being able to travel through Fiji on your bike?
I really love Fiji so much because of the people. People are very hospitality, that their hospitality is amazing. They always say hola, welcoming. And as a solo female, sometimes when people are so kind, actually it can be a bit challenging because there's also catcalling following me as well. But in Fiji, I don't need to worry about it. People are just kind. So I always feel more relaxing and I don't need to worry about, you know, they are welcoming. They are welcoming. It's a pure welcoming. And I love the people so much, their culture. So one time I was having rest at the supermarket and one lady came and asked me, would you like to have a tea at my house? So I just followed, pushing my bicycle, just it was behind. And then her son was climbing a coconut tree, very high coconut tree without any rope. And like, oh, and this, I never seen that before. And then on the other side, his relative catching the octopus on the sea. So it was really crazy experience, like one guy climbed the coconut tree and one guy was like catching the octopus and so much loving the kids. That was amazing experience so far. Even maybe it's one of the most highlights of my trip. They are greeting every time, blah, blah, blah. And I love it so much. You know, I'm cycling slowly. Sometimes I cycle slow on purpose to greet, blah. So I love their blah so much.
And while you've been in Vanuatu, what's been some of the interesting highlights or stories or adventures you've been on there?
So in Vanuatu, I was cycling around Efate. Efate is the main island where Kapta is. And I was cycling, and one night I asked, oh, can I stop tent at local people's house? And they offered me some meat, and it was a bat.
A bat? How was it cooked?
It was a barbecue. It was a barbecue. At the time, I was thinking it's a chicken, and you know, wow, what a nice people, you know? And also, I was thinking to share about my cookies, what I brought something from the supermarket, or let's share things. And then they said, oh, it's a bat. Oh, we just hunted it. It's very, very tough to eat. It's, the meat is very hard. And then they brought the scissors. Okay, let me cut. Because they know that it's very hard to it's hard to like take off the bones from the main part.
So some pretty memorable experiences in Vanuatu so far, and you've only just landed there as well. Once you've finished your travels in Vanuatu, do you plan to visit all the other Pacific countries?
There's one challenging thing to travel in the Pacific is every country is an island, and it's very difficult to travel, especially with my bicycle. So, I really love to visit every single country, especially when I was in Fiji. I met many different Pacific people like Solomon, Samoa, Nauru. So I love to visit, you know, this country, but it's very difficult. So I don't know if someone offer me a sailing boat. Then, yeah, I love to visit every country, so please support me sailing boat. But if I can't get any sailing boat, maybe next country will be Samoa.